Night of the Purple Storm.
In feverish times of great social change, with science and revolution in the air, a time of great yearning for unknown wants in you, after a long night of smoking and drinking, you finally sleep a fitful sleep, disturbed by weird nightmares. You awake to a series of exploding, popping sounds. A gray-purple light filling your bedroom with sound explosion. You roll out of bed on the opposite side from the window and you crawl towards the television. Fearing exploding windows, you roll out of bed onto the floor and you fish your jogging shorts out from the bottom drawer. You wriggle into them and crawl on your knees to the living room to flick on the TV and see what the hell is going on. Get a beer first before turning on the TV. You walk into the kitchen and you fish out a golden Montana from the icebox. You pop the top, enjoying the fresh stream of liquid that spews out the tiny froth. You are ready to check out the TV now. It's an infomercial about how to get rich, selling books about how to get rich. But the reception is all fucked up due to the storm. You're only hearing half the script. It smells like it's gonna rain soon. A funky ozone smell in the air, like it's space ozone or something. You change channels. You pick up your old chipped and battered wooden bat. You've owned it since high school, although you never actually liked playing baseball. It was for other reasons you bought the bat. You feel better just holding its weight in your hands. If things get rough, so can your tool. You lay the bat against the screen as you watch TV, but now it's only loud explosions of white noise in time with the purple lightning eruptions outside. It's useless. You get dressed and get ready to deal with this emergency. You go into a frenzy. Fuck this world anyway. It has always cheated you, and now it's gonna fucking kill you. You go outside. The wind buffets hard against you. It's like being in a mosh pit of invisible rock fans. You go over to the neighbor on the left side's mailbox and smash it with your bat. You then drive the bat into his windshield until it implodes. They can't hear a fucking thing, but they can see you. The man of the house is out on his front porch, cussing you out at the top of his lungs. You can't hear him, though. He attacks. You foul mouth, nosy ass, whole prick, two doors down, is now screaming and launching himself at you in a rage. The bat takes him in the head, and he slams to the lawn out cold and all swollen. You spit on his face, and you walk into his home. Well, let's just see about that then.